you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What am I going to change? My aggressiveness? My bestiality?
Neither one.
No.
Neither one.
Don't worry about a thing.
Never change.
Stay aggressive. Second one's up to you. I don't know where that came from. Yeah. Just showed up. So, I saw that's a good one to put up there.
After all this talk about, what was it?
Cetophilia?
That's banging a slice of pizza on a cruise ship. Or just erotic food, right? You think food is sexual,
yeah.
Right? And you take care of it that way.
Mm. So, holy cannoli. When I got to the hotel,
I
texted Craig.
Do not.
To say, I'm in the hotel, here's my room number. And then Craig texted me back, said, I'm here with, I don't know what you had. You had something in lasagna.
In the morning.
My computer.
Yeah.
Oh.
He had his computer and lasagna, and I said, what are your intentions with that lasagna?
Apparently Todd was the dad of that lasagna.
What are your intentions?
What are your intentions with my lasagna?
Yeah, cetophilia is a brand new term in our vocabulary now.
Yeah. And we've been dwelling on it quite a bit lately.
Yeah. I'd rather eat that food. I'm still not into wrapping it around.
That's still an option.
It is more of an
still
option.
Still an option. I think you can do both, actually.
Yeah.
So, something else from last night that I did text to Todd.
You guys were just a floor away in this hotel.
Three.
Yeah.
Three.
Jeez.
And push is between you, right? In more
you
ways
know
than
that's
one.
Right.
Yeah.
In all senses of that statement.
Thanks for that visual.
Yeah. Somewhere in between was push. Yeah. I was on the first floor. Craig was on the fourth floor, and where were you? Two?
Third floor.
Okay.
He's right below Craig.
Now, the vending area was on the fourth floor.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And this, as I was walking by, I noticed this. The only cereal in the healthier for you vending machine is Apple Jacks. The only milk is chocolate.
First of all, Apple Jacks are great, but it's not health food.
No, right.
Right.
So if you went to the vending machine right there and you wanted cereal and milk, you had to have Apple Jacks and chocolate milk.
In the morning.
That sounds
By the way, I like chocolate milk in my cereal.
I've got no issue
when
with
I
that
kid,
either.
I did that.
Yeah.
I did that all the time as a kid.
Yeah.
With Apple Jacks?
I did that the other night.
With anything, just chocolate milk on cereal.
On your cereal.
Right. But we never touted it as healthy.
No, we didn't.
So how was it, Craig?
After the lasagna, I didn't eat Apple Jacks.
Yeah, I know that, but that sounds like a total munchy thing. Oh, I'm
exactly.
I mean, I'm kind of high, and there's Apple Jacks and chocolate milk. Somebody else might get it before me. You should have brought that in.
Did you videotape you and the lasagna?
Ooh. Let's hope not.
No.
Did you devour that lasagna?
Push did. Mm. Push was the sound man. He recorded it.
Yeah, I think I was the last one to show up. I think Craig and Todd were already there earlier than me.
Yeah.
They were already into things.
Using the fitness facilities and
they're all working out.
Yeah, the lady at the front desk when I checked in, she said, are you going to be using the pool or the hot tub tonight? I'm not even using the shower in my own room, lady. I'm going to be here for like 6 hours.
I'm not even showering, except for my belly.
I got one of those, there was no tub. I wanted the first floor.
By the way, let's clarify this. We're supposed to get a lot of weather overnight, and you guys live in neighborhoods with hills, and I don't. And I just say, hell with it. I'm going to sleep in my bed.
Yeah.
You guys they put you up in a little hotel near the station.
We were fearful of the ice,
yeah.
So we stayed in a nearby hotel.
Right.
And I requested the first floor.
Right.
And they said, well, there's no tub. There's just a roll-in shower. And I flashed back to a couple of years ago when I could have used a roll-in shower.
And she said,
hey, what happened?
And I said,
you found somebody that hadn't heard the story yet.
Yeah. And I looked at the shower chair. I said, well, how come I didn't get one of these? It was a beautiful shower chair. One where, you know.
Only if you're 80 or cripple.
The water.
And you were cripple.
Would go through instead of just collecting around your taint.
Oh, God.
That's for rinsing.
Another
purpose.
Visual, yeah. Too, man. Stop it. Stop it.
Because for 2 months, I sat in a folding chair.
I know.
A metal folding chair to take a shower.
Hey, what happened?
I hope you got rid of that chair after that 2 months, because it's been defiled.
Right.
Somebody said, you threw that away with the poop knife.
It's right. Rusty. And
No, that chair is cleaner than anything.
Yeah.
That chair is the cleanest chair in the house.
What's up, Petey?
Cleanest chair in the house.
But let me tell you, the day that I got to stand up, I remember you even acknowledged this, because I think I tweeted out what a pleasure it was to stand up and wash your own taint.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah, and you said, wow, I kind of took that for granted. Yeah.
I never thought of it that way.
And a lot of people do. But don't take that for granted.
Gallup has been asking Americans for 80 years, question, what is your favorite sport to watch? Last 50 years, football has been dominant in that one, and they are again this year. It's down a little bit, but still 37% of people asked, what is your favorite sport to watch, said football. Basketball is now second. Basketball is alone at second. They've passed baseball. Baseball, 9%. Soccer, 7%. Hockey, 4%. Now, this is kind of interesting because football is down and all the talk of, you know, parents.
Yay, sports!
Do they want their kids to play football? Do they still watch football? You know, the president comments how it's a dying sport and all these things.
No, because he's pissed off the NFL.
Right, that he didn't get to be in a club. Yes.
Until he gets in NFL.
He went and watched
team.
Football this weekend.
I'm sure, yeah.
You know, he's a football guy.
Now, in 1948, obviously a long time ago, baseball, that was the high point for baseball. 39% of Americans who were asked, what is your favorite sport to watch, said baseball.
Was boxing too?
Boxing was probably, I don't have the full list from that year, but it was probably
pretty high.
It was probably
horse
top
racing.
Three.
Horse racing's in there too, back in those days.
Yeah, and doesn't even get check marks anymore. But baseball at 9%, now that's the lowest since the poll began 80 years ago, and they say most of that 9% came from 55 and olders. So, yeah, I mean, you look at a dying sport.
It's not really dying because people go to stadiums, and people do play baseball. It's just not the main sport anymore.
Right, it's just not the
pastime.
I mean,
kids are playing baseball.
Sure.
You know, they're playing tons of it.
Yeah, and it's a nice family event to go to games, but...
But you're right, it's not what it used to be.
Yeah.
No.
I've got one friend who will still argue, oh, baseball's America's pastime. I'm like, you're an idiot.
No, it's been football for 50 years. It's been football for a long time.
No, nobody's gathered around the TV watching a regular season baseball game.
Or even a World Series game, really.
Yeah, for that matter, you're right.
When's the last World Series party you went to?
Never. Nah, but never.
In the sport we love, some days in history. This day in 1970, Todd, the Chiefs beat the Vikings in the Super Bowl. Sorry about that.
Ain't going to happen this year. Tulane Chiefs Stadium. Are at home, Nick.
That's right.
1970. I remember that.
Of course you do.
Because I watched that game. I watched it at my grandma's house. The Vikings lost, and I went into the spare bedroom, and I cried.
Cried.
Like a bitch.
Damn.
Like the bitch you
Let's
were.
Let's hope that happens this weekend.
Like the bitch you were.
Yeah, this day in 1987, down 7 points, just over 5 minutes left, 98 yards away from a touchdown. John Elway in the drive. They end up beating the Browns in overtime.
1987. You said 97, I think you
Did
said.
I?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. 1987.
Yeah, that was a great.
Kind of looks like a nine there. That's probably why.
Should have brought that up with Zumach here.
Yeah.
That's poor great. Browns.
Well, 97 was a good year for Elway, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was rooting
Super
both.
Bowl year.
I was,
And then I've forgotten this play, but then this popped up. 2004, Eagles-Packers divisional playoff game. Brett Favre is still the quarterback.
Screw you.
Eagles had a 4th and 26. They were down 3 points late in the game, and they completed like a 29-yard pass to Freddie Mitchell.
I remember that. I totally forgot about that.
Eagles end up tying the game and winning 2004.
That was a great day.
I still got one buddy who's an Eagles fan who loves to drop 4th and 26.
Yeah.
Screw you, 4th and 26.
I forgot about that, too.
Yeah. Now, the lines have moved a little bit, just half points here and there. The Falcons, the Chiefs,
well, by the way, speaking
the Steelers,
of that fourth
the Vikings
down,
favored.
When Dalton did that and put the Bills in the –
Yeah.
Besides the Bills giving all that money, at the next Bills game, there was a guy with a Bills jersey that said number 14, Dalton.
Dalton.
Yes. They were selling Dalton jerseys Bill's
jersey.
Yeah.
That's funny. That was great. That's funny. The weather, we talked about the weather at all these places yesterday. Saturday, both in Philly and New England, supposed to be well above freezing, chance of rain in both. 18 degrees for Pittsburgh,
good.
No precipitation.
Good.
And then it's supposed to be 8 degrees in Minnesota, but of course they play inside in a non-retractable roof stadium. Now, there is this conversation. They have, on one end of the stadium, they have these huge doors, these massive doors they can open as they see fit.
They're not going to do
that. To let fresh air in. So the conversation was,
Keep
Drew Brees, Saints, which is a different Saints, so people having this conversation don't get it, that the Saints can run the ball and play defense. But they were going to open the doors, and then Mike Zimmer's like, no, I asked them about it, and they said the pipes might freeze, so we're not going to do
they're
that.
Not yeah, plus the audience the doesn't want to freeze their ass off. I've been to Minneapolis in 550, it was horrible. The game would have been indoors. I wouldn't have been in the stands.
Right.
Well, that's why you build a dome stadium in a northern city.
Well, at least that
to keep
kind of
it
northern
warm.
City. Right.
And warm thoughts for Ryan Shazier. He's back at Steelers practice, now in a wheelchair.
He's still in the wheelchair, I saw that.
Back at Steelers practice. That was one of his goals, was to be able to get out on the field, whether he's in a wheelchair or not. Guy's still smiling somehow, man. And then this Browns parade, this perfect 0-16 season parade that a lot of players poo-pooed and a lot of people thought was unnecessary and inappropriate.
Oh, a radio guy did it. That's what it was. The local radio guy.
Good radio bit.
Yeah.
No, they raised over $17,000 for the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. This is almost 70,000 meals they raised money for.
They did charity for it. Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were 0-16, and you do suck.
Yeah, and the management and the ownership, that's all that was, a big middle finger to them, you know? A reminder how tough the NFL is to maintain the Seahawks, one of the premier franchises in the sport the last 5 years or so. This year, 9-7, just out of the playoffs. Russell Wilson, really the only reason they won 9 games. But they fired the guy who lost the Super Bowl for him, Daryl Bevel, the offensive coordinator, the guy that called the pass play.
He fired the day after that.
Yeah, amen. They finally fired him. They've also fired Tom the Cable guy, who was their assistant head coach. Their defensive coordinator's been a candidate at a lot of places, and some people are surmising that's because to appease the Rooney Rule, because he's a brother.
Right.
But he's expected to be released as well. So you look at all this. What's this all mean? This is a franchise, again, the last 5, 6, 7 years has been one of the premier franchises in the NFL. And now,
they lose in the middle of the season a lot, don't they? Is that what happened to them this year? Or they lose in the beginning of the season this year?
They
were still had a shot at the end. They had to win that game, and somebody else had to lose.
Right, and they still could have snuck in at the playoffs at 9-7. Yeah. It just, to me, it reminds me.
It's quick. That's what's best about the NFL.
The cheaters and the Steelers and their sustained success has a lot to do with their stability, first of all, coaching and quarterback.
Well, that's big part of it. But even when the Steelers, they're very rarely 6-10.
Right.
And they're very rarely, and that's only because, not because they're my favorite team, is that administration's been there forever. And same with the Patriots.
With the Patriots,
You keep the same guys in charge.
And those are
for long periods of time. And you get some lucky breaks, obviously.
Yeah, and you have a great quarterback, and you have assistants who end up leaving, but you're able to refill those holes, and other franchises are not able to.
That's just a product of a good organization.
Yes.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are a good organization.
Yes.
We have to hear about them year after year.
I love seeing the Seahawks in upheaval.
What?
I love seeing the Seahawks.
Yeah, you hate the Seahawks.
I really hate the Seahawks.
Yeah, I do too. Now, a group of Central Florida boosters came up with $1,600. 37 people came up with $1,600
for the billboard
to buy a billboard in Tuscaloosa congratulating Alabama on their national championship while also challenging them to a home-and-home series with Central Florida. That's the only way Central Florida says they're going to play any big teams is if it's a home-and-home. Okay, let it go, But Nick Saban finally commented on this about the Knights claiming that they're national champs. And this is fantastic from Nick Saban. This is per USA Today Sports. He says, I'm fine with their claim. Doesn't mean anything to anybody but them.
That's true.
It is.
Oh, yeah, and pockets of Nebraska. And pockets of Nebraska for some reason.
One good year. You had one good year.
They were in the Fiesta Bowl in 14.
Oh, that's
Blake Bortles,
Forget about that.
With the awful Blake Bortles, apparently.
It wasn't, but it was not Frost.
Did Blake Bortles play for Central Florida?
Yeah, I thought he was South Florida. Yeah, Southern Florida.
He was South Florida.
If only there was a way to look such things up.
There is not.
And then Todd, Tua Tagovailoa is not Marcus Mariota.
No.
I have proof that he's not, because Mariota actually knows him and commented. He said he's a stud. He's the next guy coming up. I'm proud of him. I'm sure you guys saw the interview after the game. That's who he is. He's not Marcus Mariota. I was surprised to see that.
Same high school, though, right?
Yeah. Like, same hometown.
Where's he from? Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rich Island.
come out of Wahoo. Wailea.
All right.
Not the big island, but the most populated island of Oahu.
I want a peek a pee pee.
Blake Bortles, University of Central Florida.
There you go. You're right.
You're right.
Major League Baseball agent is out of work after being accused of using a camera to record clients in the shower. Why they're showering at his house, I don't know.
Because I worked out. I don't know, too, either. Maybe
that was my first question. Why are guys showering at his house?
Right. Why don't shower at other people's houses?
Why don't you come over to my house and shower?
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing? Just got done with the work. All right, just come on over, man. I'll send a limo.
That's a red flag right there. Yeah. Drive to my house and shower. No. Let's just keep this professional.
This talent agent.
We have an agent. We don't shower at his house.
Nope, we've been.
Hey, listen, Seattle.
Even if he begged you?
Well, yeah, I would, actually.
We've been to his house, and he never said, hey, why don't you guys go hop in and take a shower?
And he's openly gay, and he would not want to see us naked.
Was it a nice shower?
We're not his type.
Nope. He doesn't go for the bears.
He's got a beautiful house.
Apparently we're bears.
Yeah, apparently we are. Yeah. To him. He's a skinny little guy. That's why.
Skinny and clean shaven.
We break him in half. But I would shower there.
After you broke him in half, right? You'd the shower.
I'd have to shower then.
Yeah, you'd have to. You'd like sit there, like.
Now, obviously, the guy's is he in the closet? Or is he an agent that happens to be gay?
We don't. Unsure.
His clients are men here because it's MLB.
Well, he's an agent who happens to be a voyeur.
Yeah,
at the very least,
we know that
he'd been running its.
So who did he? Who do you rap?
A bunch of guys I have not heard of. Jason Wood, Andrew Benintendi, Jake Ordozy.
Anybody you want to see shower?
Now, I haven't Google imaged them, so I don't know by their names. He's been suspended as well by the Major League Baseball Players Association, so this dude probably ain't going to be working anytime soon in that field.
That was not a scene in Jerry Maguire.
Who's coming with me to the shower? Come on.
Cuba Gooding Jr. did not shower at Tom Cruise's
house. Show me
your penis.
I wasn't going to finish
that. That stuck to the tape. Thank you, guys.
We were a team together there. Yeah. Not a Jerry Maguire scene, showering at your agent's house while Tom Cruise looked on.
What was Cuba Gooden's name on it? So I cannot think of it.
What was his football player? Rod Taylor?
Tidwell.
Rod Tidwell.
The Quan.
Yeah, great movie.
Get the Quan.
That's
Jerry.
On again now. That's on a recycle back on HBO or something like that.
It's been making the run through the pay cable.
Zellweger is so cool now.
And that was
so
like one of the first movies I remember having a bunch of cameos by like real athletes.
Glenn Fry's in that movie. Glenn Fry owns the team.
Oh.
Glenn Fry owns the Cardinals. Yeah. Of all people. Glenn Fry did act a while, but he owns the Cardinals in that movie. Glenn Fry the Eagles.
College basketball. Full swing now, getting into conference season. And here you go. This is a terrible promo, in my opinion. Georgetown basketball. I don't know if they're struggling with the tennis or not. Patrick Ewing,
I remember,
is back as their head coach, or is now their head coach.
Creighton
back
beat them.
Georgetown.
Creighton beat them in Washington, D.C. I watched that game. And
was there anybody there?
It didn't look that crowded, no. It didn't look that crowded. But, here, some of these state, unless it's like Duke or some of these stadiums, you forget, don't have booze.
Right.
These are on campus colleges and they don't serve booze. And I wouldn't go to a game either. And all due respect to Creighton, and I like Creighton best, but I'll root for them. And they're on national TV a lot, either on FS1 or ESPN because they have a good program.
Absolutely.
And they talk about how packed to the rafters it is. Well, it is because of booze.
Yeah. Very large part of it.
Oh, a huge part of it. Now, they still might get 10 grand. But they ain't getting 17.
No.
Without booze.
Nope.
And they know that.
Place to go. Yeah.
They know that.
Yeah, they embrace that.
The time I went and saw Penn State play Nebraska in Lincoln in a basketball game a couple winters ago, I'd forgotten.
At the new place?
Yeah, the new place. And that's a great arena.
Yeah.
And it's the city's arena. It's not the school's arena.
It's off campus.
No booze.
No booze.
You need it.
Not even a section where you can
And I'm not talking about getting drunk. I'm talking about having a beer at a game.
Yeah.
No booze. Apparently, I know that somebody says there's a reason for that. One guy up there in Lincoln, You might know his name.
Oh,
he says no
that
booze.
That's a good idea.
Mr.
Yeah.
Family Values.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. But like booze will come there eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
free
said,
money.
You said it. Nobody can go to a game and not get completely hammered.
That's what I hate.
You can't.
And every time I do this rap, I get an email. Well, it's real. You got to get drunk. No, I don't. I want a beer at a game.
You can have a couple of beers and be fine and completely well-mannered.
All the time. And drive fine, too, by the way. I can't have a beer and drive.
Yes.
Now, was there a time where they sold beer in the stands at the University of Colorado? And then they had to knock
it off?
Well,
the football's coming around now. Some football stadiums are doing
they used to sell Coors and Coors Light there.
Yeah. Well, now, if you want a Coors Light at the University of Colorado, Folsom Field, you got to go up in a section.
A specific section?
They cordon off the drunks.
That's where they should be.
Who did Patrick Ewan eat?
He's a big guy.
He is a big boy.
He's
man.
Still sweating like it's the fourth quarter,
I understand that you gain weight.
Has anybody seen James Starks lately?
Yeah. I understand as you get older, you put a little some weight. Because Patrick Ewan back in his day was like a skinny, tall guy. Even with the Knicks, he was at least in shape. He's a fat ass.
He's a massive human being now.
Big
7 foot one human
ever
being.
Ever a skinny.
No, but he's not like he is now.
I mean, he was in shape.
He's not anywhere what you call in shape now.
He was probably proportionate for a 7 footer or however tall he is.
Yeah, like at 7'7", when it hurts to work out, I bet.
Yeah.
At 40, 50 years old.
Yeah, you're right.
Man.
Yeah, he's 50, I'm sure.
Bodies are not built to be that big.
No.
So I don't know at Georgetown if they're having problems with attendance, but they're trying this, and I can't see how this is going to help. They're doing, instead of your VR, your virtual reality, they're doing an actual reality section. $20 tickets. Here's what you get for your $20 ticket. No cell phones allowed. Cell phone check provided. You get paper tickets, so they're not going to accept any e-tickets. You must pick up at will call window from a live person. Everybody's going to have to wear hello, my name is name tags. You get halftime stats printed on paper delivered by a human. There'll be a photo station with a Polaroid camera and a letter postcard writing station.
So it's retro for all the old dudes who want to sit in?
This is a promo to get their kids to not take their phones, I guess.
It's not going
to
happen.
This is old
school.
Sounds
like an awful idea.
It's also not going to stop the 50-year-old guy from wanting his phone either.
Sure.
Yeah.
People have their phones.
Sounds like a terrible idea.
We've changed. Society's changed.
You want to sit in the no phone section? No.
No, man.
Nope.
Good luck.
Phones are allowed everywhere except for the West Wing of the White House. They're getting rid of those, by the way. Oh, yeah.
According to Matt, Georgetown plays where the Wizards play.
Oh, they do play? I didn't know they played on campus.
Do they serve booze?
So there is booze.
Well, do they serve booze during the college game?
Yeah, but nobody goes because the team's bad.
Yeah. Well, they're not. I saw their record.
Not
like
as
10-4 or something like that.
Knockoff or schedule, the worst in the country.
Oh, okay. Right.
So that's why nobody goes.
I think I saw them pimping some game. Georgetown was playing, I think, St. John's, and it was Patrick Ewing against Chris Mullin.
Yeah, I just saw the end of that game the other night. The Georgetown won that game. And,
from the old Big East.
Old days,
two
right?
dream teamers.
Then they went out and did a 1-on-1 game. Yeah.
No,
Mullin won because Ewing pulled a leg out because he weighs 1,000 pounds on his knees.
not a hammy, a whole leg.
His whole leg fell off. It was too heavy.
Leg.
He pulled a leg.
I know we got to go break, Puss. I think put a link up to, Japan game shows are great. And
especially the sex ones. We're not talking
this
about
is
that,
not right? sexual. No, this involves 100 kids.
Yeah.
Now, it's 100 kids against 3 professional Japanese soccer players.
100 kids?
100 kids. Can 3
on
professional soccer...
Size,
yes, on a full-size soccer field. Can 3 professional Japanese soccer players score a goal on 100 children? So the 100 kids came out in the 30-30-30-10 goalie formation.
Yeah.
And it looks exactly like youth soccer, like wherever the ball went, the 30 there's just 30 kids running everywhere.
So did they just surround the guy with the ball and he couldn't get it?
Yeah, no, they control the pros controlled the ball just fine, and to their credit, they did not rifle shots at these kids' heads, unfortunately, because that's what I was waiting for.
Oh, you're right, because at that level, the ball just hit kid's head, he'd
and
go
they
down.
Got 10 goalies standing there, and I was thinking, like, just fire one. And no, they eventually scored on kind of like a soft lob header.
They could just fire one into the kid.
He'd knock him
into the goal.
I bet you wherever the ball was, it was like a little dust devil.
Exactly. It was like a dust pile. They had them all in all red, so it's actually pretty entertaining to watch.
They should do that. Do that with the NFL. Because the Japanese they don't have football or whatever. I mean, can you imagine like Gronkowski and 2 other big dudes running against 108-year-old kids? And Gronkowski's just running over dudes, man.
Oh, Gronk would totally do that.
Yeah. Is that video of that up there?
Yeah, I just posted it.
All right. Thank you, Petey.
Thank you.
Enjoy the cold weather.
Thank you.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.